请看《列王纪上》十九章。
Please turn to First Kings chapter 19.
列王纪上十九章。
First Kings chapter 19.
第一节到第八节。
Verse 1-8.
列王纪上十九章第一节。
First Kings 19 verse 1.
亚哈将以利亚一切所行的和他用刀杀众先知的事都告诉耶洗别。第二节。
Verse 2.
耶洗别就差遣人去见以利亚，告诉他说，明日约在这个时候，我若不使你的性命像那些人的性命一样，愿神明重重的降罚于我。第三节。
Verse 3.
以利亚见这光景，就起来逃命，到了犹大的别示巴，将仆人留在那里。第四节。
Verse 4.
自己在旷野走了一日的路程，来到一棵罗藤树下，就坐在那里求死，说，神啊，罢了，求你取我的性命，因为我不胜于我的列祖。第五节。
Verse 5.
他就躺在罗藤树下睡着了，有一个天使拍他说，起来吃吧。第六节。
Verse 6.
他观看见头旁有一瓶水与炭火烧的饼，他就吃了喝了，仍然躺下。第七节。
Verse 7.
神的使者第二次来拍他说，起来吃吧，因为你当走的路甚远。第八节。
Verse 8.
他就起来吃了喝了，仗着这饮食的力量，走了40昼夜，来到神的山，就是何烈山。阿们。今天早上我们想用这一段圣经来彼此做勉励。
This morning I would like to use this Bible passage as our mutual encouragement.
题目是一拍再拍，在罗藤树下。
And the topic is touched again and again under the broom tree.
这是有关以利亚先知逃难的一段过程。
And this is concerning Elijah fleeing.
有关以利亚先知的工作，从列王纪上十七章就开始记载。
And about the work of Prophet Elijah starts from 1 Kings chapter 17.
列王纪上十七章是记载以利亚先知隐藏的操练。
And in 1 Kings chapter 17 records about Elijah being hidden and trained by God.
第十八章是记载以利亚先知显明的工作。
And then in chapter 18 it records about Elijah coming out and work for the Lord.
从这两章圣经当中，我们可以发现以利亚先知是一个相当伟大的先知。
From these two chapters, we can realize that Prophet Elijah was a very powerful prophet.
尤其是他的心智和他的能力，值得我们来效法。
Especially about his will and his power, we should learn from him.
这个以利亚先知啊，是生在以色列民信仰最黑暗的时期。
Elijah was born in the dark ages.Of the faith.
所以他的责任非常的重大。
Therefore, he has a great responsibility.
他的工作也相当的艰巨。
And he has a lot of hard work ahead of him.
感谢主，他的表现也非常的突出。
But thank God that he was an outstanding prophet.
所以他是以色列百姓历史上最显赫的先知。
Therefore, in the history of all the prophets, he was one of the greatest.
他在圣经当中占着相当重要的角色。
And in the Bible, he plays an important role.
因此在旧约要结束之前，特别用以利亚来做结束。
Therefore, for the end of the Old Testament, they use Prophet Elijah as an ending.
请看马拉基书。
Let's turn to the book of Malachi.
旧约圣经的最后一卷。
The last book in the Old Testament.
马拉基书第四章。
The book of Malachi, chapter 4.
第五节。
Verse 5.
马拉基书第四章第五节。
Malachi chapter 4 verse 5.
看啊，神大而可畏之日未到以前，我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去。第六节。
Verse 6.
他必使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲，免得我来咒诅遍地。在旧约要结束之前啊，
Before the end of Old Testament,
神特别用以利亚先知的预言来做个结束。
God used the prophecy of Prophet Elijah as a conclusion.
这一位以利亚不只是指着主耶稣的先锋施洗约翰。
And Elijah does not only prophesize the Baptist John,
更是指的末日的真教会。
But also refers to the true church in the last days.
尤其是指着我们真教会所有的工人，还有所有的信徒啊。
And also all the workers and believers in our true church.
我们在主耶稣再来之前，应该学习以利亚的心智和能力。
Before our Lord Jesus comes again, we should learn the strength and power from Prophet Elijah.
不过话说回来，以利亚虽然很伟大，毕竟还是一个人。
But on the other hand, though he was such a great man, he was still a man.
请看雅各书第五章。
Let's turn to the book of James.
雅各书第五章。
James chapter 5.
十七节。
Verse 17.
雅各书第五章十七节。
James chapter 5, verse 17.
以利亚与我们是一样性情的人，他恳切祷告，求不要下雨。雨就三年零六个月不下在地上。十八节。
18.
他又祷告，天就降下雨来，地也生出了土产。啊，这里说，以利亚，他是跟我们一样性情的人。
Here it says that Elijah was a man just like us.
因为他也是一个人。
Because he was still a man.
既然是人，他就有优点，但是他也有软弱。
And since he was a man, he has his own strength and his own weakness.
他的软弱可能也就是我们今天的软弱。
And the weakness that he had probably is the weakness that we have today.
今天记在圣经里面，给我们当做一个借鉴。
And today it is recorded in the Bible to warn us.
我们今天早上就是根据这八节的圣经，提出三点来做彼此的提醒。
And this morning I would like to use this Bible passage and bring up three points as our mutual encouragement.
第一点。
First point,
为什么以利亚会逃难呢？
Why did Elijah have to flee?
因为他的信心松懈了下来了。
Because he was deteriorating in his faith.
这是一种成功之后的危机啊。
And this is a crisis after a person becomes successful.
这是整个事情的主要原因。
And this is the cause of all the events.
如果我们从工作的角度来看的话，
If we look at it from the perspective of working,
以利亚真的是以色列民的战车马兵。
And Prophet Elijah was really a warrior in the Israelites.
他求火，火就从天上降下来。
When he prayed for fire, fire descended from heaven.
他求雨，神就解决了雨的问题了。
And when he prayed for the rain, rain came down upon heaven.
他曾经一个人面对八百五十个假先知。
And he himself faced 850 false prophets.
他靠着神的能力战胜这一些假先知。
And through the power of God, he overcame all these false prophets.
最后把他们全都杀了。
And in the end, he killed all these prophets.
他的工作得到了胜利了。
And he won victory.
他是一个成功者。
He was a successful person.
当他工作完了以后。
And after he finished his work,
他被神的灵提起来。
He was lifted up by the Spirit of God.
他束上腰跑在亚哈的马车前面。
And then he reigned before the chariot of the King Ahab.
他比亚哈王先到了耶斯列的城门口。
And he reached to the gate of the city before King Ahab.
在人看真的是不得了。
And from the point of a man, he was such a great person.
有多大的能力啊！
He has such great power.
但是我们千万不要看错了。
But we should not be mistaken.
能力再大，还是神给的。
Even though you have great power, it came from God.
神借着工人的信心，显明神的能力。
And through the faith of his workers, God wants to show his power.
其实人本来是软弱的。
Because all men are weak.
尤其是在人信心松懈的时候。
Especially when you're deteriorating in your faith,
很有可能马上能力尽失啊。
You could lose your power all at once.
因此，我们感觉到工作的成功，并不等于这个人是成功的。
So if you have a successful work, does not mean that you are a successful person.
现在有信心，也不能证明我们等一下还是有信心的。
And if you are faithful now, does not mean that you will be faithful in the end.
特别是在工作成功之后。
Especially when you succeeded about something.
常常是一个危机，也是最危险的时候。
And it's the most dangerous position, and often crisis will occur.
我们常常在成功以后认为没有事情了。
Because after we're successful, we feel that everything is fine.
所以可以轻松一下。
So we can relax.
因此在属灵上常常失去了警醒。
And then we become less watchful in our spiritual life.
我们的信心不能够坚持下去。
And so we could not keep our faith.
我们的祷告没有办法继续。
And then we no longer pray.
其实魔鬼没有放假的啦。
But however, you must know that the devil does not have holidays.
我们要记住，魔鬼绝对没有假期的。
He will not rest.
不管是在什么时候。
No matter when.
就像耶洗别一样。
Just like Jezebel.
他绝对不放过神的先知的。
She was not willing to let go of this prophet of God.
所以耶洗别发誓。
So Jezebel made a vow.
放出风声告诉以利亚。
And he sent messenger to Elijah.
明天这个时候要你的命。
Tomorrow I will kill you.
当以利亚听到这个消息。
And when Elijah heard about this news.
人软弱就是软弱。
As we know, men are weak.
他忘记了基利西旁神怎么养活他。
He forgot how God has taken care of him.
他忘记了在撒勒华的家里，寡妇的家里，神怎么用一把面一点油让他们享用不尽。
And he forgot how God has supplied his daily necessities when he was living with the widow.
他忘记了他怎么样在撒勒华的家里，神让他从死的孩子里面让他复活。
And he forgot how God had helped him to revive the dead son of the widow.
他忘记了他曾经勇敢地面对亚哈王。
And he forgot that he was once very courageous and faced King Ahab.
他忘记了神怎么从天上降火下来。
And he forgot how God has descended fire from heaven.
他忘记了神怎么让一片小云变成倾盆大雨。
And he forgot how God has caused a small piece of cloud to pour down great rain upon earth.
他忘记了神怎么把他提起来，让他跑得比马车还快。
And he forgot how God has lifted him to run faster than a chariot.
这一些很快的变成了历史。
All this has become history.
好像都是过去式一样。
Seems like it's all in the past.
再看不到神。
He could no longer see God.
也不晓得要求神了。
And he no longer knows how to pray to God.
那个时候只有凭着眼见，不再凭着信心。
So what he knows is what he sees. He does not rely on his faith anymore.
所以以利亚看见光景险恶啊。
So he knew that his life was threatened.
他开始害怕。
And he became afraid.
就像彼得只看到海浪，再也看不到主耶稣了。
Just like Peter, he only saw the storm and he no longer sees the Lord.
这时候他的信心大失了。
And that's why he lost his great faith.
36计走为上策。
So he ran away.
生命要紧，逃吧。
Because life is the most important thing, so he ran away.
从以色列一直跑到犹大最南边的别示巴去了。
And he ran all the way to the most southern part of Judah, that is Beersheba.
在这中间没有看到他的祷告。
And we can see that he did not pray during this journey.
事实上没有时间。
Because he did not have the time.
再说也没有心情。
And he also did not have this faith.
这是以利亚当时的情况。
And this is the situation that he was facing.
今天我们常常也一样啊。
Today we often face the same situation.
我们的信心不是常常像波浪一样吗？
Aren't our faith just like
the waves? 有时候好得很，好像到了高峰。
Sometimes we have a high tide just like our faith.
但是有时候很快来又掉下来，到了谷底。
And sometimes our faith just falls like the low tide.
我们做圣工不是也常常一样吗？
And when we do divine work, aren't we just like this?
啊，有时候很认真，就像热水一样。
Sometimes we are so zealous, just like hot water.
啊，有时候却非常的冷淡，就像冰一样。
And sometimes we are just as cold as ice.
为什么
？Why？
因为我们常常在成功之后，在平安的时候，不懂得警醒。
Because often when we are successful and leading a peaceful life, we are not watchful.
所以我们经不起下一次的危险，经不起下一次的打击。
So we could not take any crisis and any blows.
我们没有把信心坚持下去。
We cannot keep our faith.
我们的祷告没有继续下去。
And we do not keep our prayers.
请看帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Let's turn to First Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书。
First Thessalonians.
第五章
Chapter 5
十六节
Verse 16
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章十六节
First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 16
要常常喜乐十七节
17
不住的祷告十八节
18
凡事谢恩因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意保罗告诉我们三件事
Paul reminds us about three things
其中有一样就是要不住的祷告
And one of them is to pray continually
不管什么地方不管什么时间祷告不能停止
No matter when and where you cannot stop your prayers
这是非常重要一个属灵的功课
And this is a very important spiritual lesson
有一次我看到一位长老
Once I saw an elder
在工作之前他很认真的祷告
Before his work he will often pray
我觉得这是应该的
I know this is necessary
因为为了工作
Because it's for the divine work.
但是让我不解的是，当工作完了之后，发现他祷告更加认真了。
But what I do not understand is after the work, he prayed even more earnestly.
所以我就问长老。
So I asked this elder.
我们工作完了，应该可以轻松的，为什么还要这么认真祷告
？You have already finished your work, so you can actually relax. Why do you pray so earnestly?
他告诉我说，这是必须的。
He told me that this was necessary.
工作是为了别人，为了事情。
Because work is for others.
工作后的祷告是为了我自己。
But the prayer after the work is for myself.
免得事情成功了，人却失败了。
So that I do not fail after I succeed.
我想一想，这是对的。
I think this is right.
我们的信心永远不能松懈下来。
Our faith should not be relaxed.
我们的祷告永远不能中断。
And our prayer should not stop.
特别是在我们工作之后，在我们成功之时。
Especially after our work, after we have become successful.
这是第一点。
This is the first point.
第二点。
Second point.
以利亚的逃跑，在这个过程当中，我们看出了人性的软弱。
During this runaway of Elijah, we can see that human beings are really weak.
人一旦失去信心，那个软弱就跑出来了。
Once a man has lost his faith, his weakness are shown.
首先，我们看到他没有爱心。
First, we can see that he loses love.
他把仆人留在别示巴。
Because he left his servant in Beersheba.
自己走了。
And then he left on his own.
我们台语说，日头恰阳阳啦，各人挂线。
And there's a Taiwanese saying that the sun shines on everyone and everyone takes care of their own lives.
意思就是说自身难保了还管别人死活。
And that is to say that if you cannot take care of yourself, how are you going to take care of others?
这是人自私的一面。
And that's to show how selfish a person can be.
记得小弟以前在台湾服务的时候。
I remember when I was still working in Taiwan.
有一次我的同事告诉我。
Once my colleague told me,
他说我当兵的时候发生一件事情。
He said when I was in the army, something happened to me.
有一次他们去演习啊。
Once they have this rehearsal.
两个军在对抗。
And two armies were fighting with one another.
他是通讯。
And he was in charge of the information technology.
当时他当士官。
And he was a lieutenant.
带了一个通信兵到别人的部队里面去了。
And he brought another soldier with him.
他不认识人家，人家也不认识他。
He did know the other person, and the other person didn't know him.
所以他就跟着人家走，跟着人家跑。
So he followed the others and ran.
他们到一个地方扎营了。
And when they reached a campsite, they stayed there.
因为很累啊。
Because they were very tired.
结果他们两个都睡着了。
So they both fell asleep.
当他们睡醒的时候，吓了一跳。
So when they woke up, they were so scared.
全军都跑光了，剩下他们两个。
Because all the army has flew away, except for the two of them.
因为不认识他们，把他们给忘了。
Because they did not know them and they forgot about them.
那时候，对方的军队已经快到了。
And at that time, the enemies were about to arrive.
这时候他很紧张。
So he was really nervous.
他就告诉他的通信兵。
So he told this little soldier.
今天到这个地步，我走我的，你走你的，我们就此分开了。
Since today we have reached this kind of dangerous situation, you go on your own and I will go on my own.
人常常都是这样的。
Human beings are just like this.
但是没想到他这个兵对他非常忠心。
But however, this little soldier was very faithful to him.
报告士官，我永远跟着你。
He said, Lieutenant, I will always follow you.
就最后两个逃到人家的家里面去了。
And so both of them flee to a person's place.
人常常在危难的时候就看出来了。
So in a crisis, we can see the true self of one person.
在软弱的时候也可以看出来。
And when he is weak, we can also see what kind of person he is.
加拉太书说信心生爱心。
The book of Galatians says that if you have faith, then you will have love.
这种爱心才是真的。
Then this kind of love is the kind of true love.
既然这样，既然信心没有了，爱心也可能就没有了。
If you lose your faith, you probably lose your love too.
今天我们做圣工也常常这样。
Today when we're doing divine work, it's often like this.
好做的圣工大家来抢。
If a work is easy, everybody wants to do it.
难做的圣工大家推。
However, if it's a difficult job, then everyone doesn't want to do it.
总是认为让别人做，别人死了没有关系，最好跟我无关。
Because often they will think that let the other person do it, and if they fail, it's their own business.
这种偏安的心态就是人性的软弱。
So this kind of selfishness is the weakness of mankind.
以利亚除了这样之外。
And besides this weak point,
他一开始靠着自己的力量开始跑。
Elijah also relied on his own strength.
跑这个旷野路啊。
To run this road of wilderness.
结果跑了一天，精疲力尽啊。
And since he ran for a whole day, and he was really tired.
因为毕竟他也是人啊。
Because he was just a human being.
人的能力有限的。
And his power was limited.
所以他躺在罗藤树下求死啊。
So he lay under this broom tree and asked for death.
俗话说，不到尽头不死心啊。
And there's a saying that unless a person has lost all his strength, he would not lose his faith.
没有错，人应该尽自己的本分。
It's true that you should try all your best.
但是不要忘记，我们要靠神。
However, do not forget that you must rely on God.
要靠神的带领。
You must rely on the guidance of God.
要靠神的帮助。
You must rely on the help of God.
还要靠神的成全。
And you must rely on the will of God.
今天的天国路，今天我们的人生其实就是旷野路。
Today in our lives, we're just like walking in the wilderness.
在这一条路上，只靠我们自己力量是行不通的。
And in this road, we cannot rely on our strength,
尤其当我们遇到问题、遇到患难的时候
，especially when we meet with problems and difficulties.
以利亚就是这样。
Elijah was just like this.
只有一天
，just within one day.
又热又渴又饿又累呀、啊。
It was so hot. He was so thirsty, hungry, and tired.
那种痛苦我们可以想象。
Can we imagine this kind of suffering?
每一次读到这一段圣经，我就想起以前越野赛跑的时候。
Every time I read about this passage, I remember when I was in a race.
当时我当学生的时候，每年要跑一次。
When I was a student, I have to participate in this race every year.
要跑22公里。
And I have to run up for about 22 kilometers.
训练一个月才能够跑22公里。
And then we have to be trained for about 1 month before we can run this 22 kilometers.
当时的体育老师就告诉我们。
And at that time, our PE teacher told us.
说你们跑的时候一定要记住我。
You have to remember.
当你跑到一半的时候，你要非常的痛苦。
When you're about halfway, you will feel really sorrowful.
就像要死了一样。
Just like you're about to die.
但是你一定要咬紧牙根继续跑下去。
However, you have to endure the suffering and continue to run.
绝对不能停哦。
You cannot stop.
第一年不晓得啊。
The first year I was ignorant.
我们跑到一半很苦了，好了，用走的回来。
So halfway I was so tired that I walked back.
结果差一点连走都走不回来啊，差一点坐那个救护车哦。
However, I could not even walk. I was about to be brought back by an ambulance.
第二年才知道哦，原来是这样。
And the second year I understand this theory.
它真的很痛苦，但是无论如何不能停，不能停。
And the theory is that no matter how sorrowful you feel, you cannot stop.
跑到最后呢，就没有知觉，他脚就一直踏，一直踏，踏到目的地的。
So in the end, my feet were numb, and they just went along until the end point.
所以看到这一段圣经，就想起那个痛苦的情况，真的像要死去一样。
So when I read about this Bible passage, I could feel that kind of pain, just like near death.
难怪以利亚要求死啊。
And no wonder Elijah asked for death.
这个时候他才知道自己不行啊。
Because at this point he knew that he could no longer rely on his own strength.
这个时候他才知道自己是软弱的。
And only at this point that he realized he was really weak.
所以他跟神说罢了。
So he told God that, let it be.
我不胜我的列祖啊。
I'm no better than my ancestors.
今天为什么有时候人会觉得很行？
Today, why do we feel confident about ourselves?
今天为什么有时候人会觉得我很不错？
Today, why do we feel superior?
因为我们比别人强。
Because we are stronger than others.
因为我们成功，我们平安。
Because we are successful and we have a peaceful life.
因为我们处在富足的情况下。
And because we have a rich environment.
所以有时候不觉得这一切是神给的。
Sometimes we do not feel that all this was given by God.
包括我们的生命在内。
And including our own lives.
就像以赛亚书十四章里面所说的那个巴比伦王。
Just like recorded in the book of Isaiah, the king of Babylon.
那一颗明亮之星。
He was a shining star.
他想升到上天。
However, he wanted to be higher than God.
他想在众星之上。
He wanted to be the star upon all the stars.
他想要与至高者同等。
He wanted to be in the same high status as God.
他忘记了应该归荣耀给神。
He forgot to give glory to God.
他忘记了一切都是神升高、神降卑的。
He forgot that God can't lift you up and take you down.
结果最后他坠落到阴间去了。
That's why in the end he fell all the way down.
又好像路加福音十二章主耶稣所说那个无知的财主。
It's just like the ignorant rich person recorded in the book of Luke.
当他田产丰富的时候，他都是我想。都是我要。
When he was rich, what he always said is, "I think, I want."
他所想的都是自己。
Because he only thinks about himself.
他没有想到神。
He never think about God.
他以为靠钱财就可以安心了。
Because he thinks that as long as he has money, everything will be well.
他忘记了他的生命是在神的手中。
He forgot that God controls his life.
他忘记了钱财有没有用的一天。
He forgot that money can one day become useless.
难怪以色列百姓要进迦南地的时候。
And no wonder when the Israelites was about to enter the land of Canaan.
神一直的告诫以色列百姓。
God kept warning the Israelites.
神所担心的是什么呢？
What was God most worried about?
请看《生命记》第八章。
Let's then turn to Deuteronomy.
生命记第八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 8.
十二节。
Verse 12.
生命记第八章十二节。
Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 12.
恐怕你吃得饱足，建造美好的房屋居住。十三节。
13.
你的牛羊加多，你的金银增添，并你所有的全都加增。十四节。
14.
你就心高气傲，忘记神，你的神就是将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的。再请看十七节。
17.
恐怕你心里说，这货财是我力量、我能力得来的。十八节。
18.
你要纪念神你的神，因为得货财的力量是他给你的，我要坚定他向你列祖起誓所立的约，像今日一样。神所担心的就是当我们在富足平安的时候忘记了神。
What God is most worried about is when we areliving in a good environment, we forgot about God.
甚至离开了神而骄傲起来。
And to the extent that we leave God and become proud.
所以求平安、求富足是对的。
So it's okay that you ask for wealth from God.
可是平安富足之后呢？
But after you have gained this wealth and peace,
我们常常就忘了。
You often forget about God.
因此神为了救我们的灵魂呢、啊？
And because God wants to save our souls,
有时候神将我们放在患难跟痛苦绝望当中。
Sometimes He put us in sufferings, and we become so hopeless.
要让我们重新的思考一下。
And this is for us to have a self-examination.
人到底是什么？
What is mankind?
人到底算什么？
We are nothing.
不是像尘土一样吗？
Aren't we just like the dust?
像尘土一样的卑贱吗？
Aren't we just as humble as the dust?
不是像云雾像花草一样吗？
And we just like the flowers and the clouds.
转眼即逝吗？
We disappeared.
不是像虫一样那么软弱吗？
We're just as weak as a worm.
不是像瓦器这样不堪一击吗？
And we are so weak that we're easily broken.
记得小弟在台湾实习的时候
When I was training in Taiwan
常常到医院去探访信徒
I often went to the hospitals and visited the members
有一次到了三种医院去看他
The first time we went to visit him
他精神还蛮好的
He looked healthy
跟我们有说有笑的
And he joked around
从他的谈话里面我们发现他是蛮有骨气的
And during our conversation we realized that he was truly blessed
觉得没有什么可怕的。
He felt that cancer was nothing to be afraid of.
因为他过去也是一个军人。
Because he used to be a soldier in the army.
后来经过了两个礼拜。
After 2 weeks.
我们再去看他。
When we visited him again.
让我吓了一跳。
I was so surprised.
他完全变成另一个人。
He was changed to another person completely.
他到遇到我们一直哭啊。
And he was weeping so sorrowful.
两个礼拜前他不会掉眼泪的
Two weeks ago he did not shed a single tear
两个礼拜以后拼命的掉眼泪
But after 2 weeks he was weeping
他这时候他才觉得人原来是这样而已啊
At that point he realized that mankind is nothing
这时候他什么话都不敢讲
And he did not dare to say a word
他开始不觉得我比别人强
And he did not feel that he was stronger than others.
他在神的面前开始自卑了。
And he humbled himself before God.
所以什么是人性的软弱
？So what is the weakness of a mankind?
人性最大的软弱就是看不见自己的软弱。
The greatest weakness of mankind is that he cannot see his own weakness.
因此有时候为什么神要管教我们
？That is why sometimes God has to chastise us.
其实神的目的就是在这个地方。
This is the purpose of God.
但是我们不希望。一定要遇到痛苦绝望才看见自己。
However, it's the best that we do not have to go through all the sufferings to see God.
我们应该在平安富足的时候就要常常提醒自己。
We should be watchful even when we are living in such a peaceful and good environment.
要学习谦卑。
We have to learn to be humble.
就像保罗一样。
Just like Paul.
请看哥林多后书十二章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书十二章
Second Corinthians chapter 12
哥林多后书十二章第九节
Second Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9
哥林多后书十二章第九节
Second Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9
他对我说我的恩典够你用的因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱好叫基督的能力复辟我第十节
Verse 10
我为基督的缘故就以软弱凌辱极难逼迫困苦为可喜乐的因为我什么时候软弱什么时候就刚强了保罗很聪明
Paul was a truly wise man
所以他在神的面前学会了夸口自己的软弱
So in front of God he learned to boast about his own weakness
我觉得这也是今天我们必须要学习的
I feel that this is what we should learn today.
这是第二点。
This is the second point.
第三点。
The third point.
当人信心松懈，然后靠着自己，最后就会睡着了。
When we are relaxed in our faith and we rely on our strength, in the end we will just fall asleep.
软弱之后只有躺下来。
Because we are so weak that we have to lie down.
在那边求死。
And we ask for death.
求到最后就睡着了。
And in the end, we fall asleep.
睡在罗藤树下。
And he fell asleep under a broom tree.
这罗藤树下不是目的地哦。
But the broom tree is not the final destination.
是一个旷野的地方。
It's just a place in the wilderness.
不是该躺下，也不是该睡觉的地方。
It's not the proper place for lying down and falling asleep.
但是没有办法。
However, there's nothing he could do about it.
这是软弱者的结局。
And this is the ending of a weak person.
就像以利亚一样。
Just like Prophet Elijah.
跑不动了。
He do not have the strength to run.
因为脚怎么抬都抬不起来。
Because he could not lift up his feet.
手也举不动了。
And he could not lift up his hands either.
站也站不住了。
And he could not even stand up straight.
坐也坐不直了。
And he could even feel sorrowful by just sitting down.
爬也爬不起来了。
And he could not have the strength to crawl.
眼睛也睁不开了。
Not even the strength to open his eyes.
这个时候不只是没有路可以逃。
At this point, he not only has nowhere to go.
这个时候就是有路也逃不了。
Even if he has somewhere to go, he did not have the strength to go there.
这真的叫做死路一条。
And it's a dead end.
我们想想看，如果这个时候耶洗别的追兵到了，那最好了。
We could imagine if the troops of Queen Jezebel arrived at this point, what would happen?
还想跑，在这里睡觉。
He fell asleep there.
最好下手的时候。
It's the best time for Jezebel to kill him.
今天我们在属灵上最怕的也是睡着啊。
Today, what we are most afraid in our spiritual life is that we have fallen asleep.
我们请看帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Let's turn to First Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
First Thessalonians chapter 5.
第七节。
Verse 7.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。第七节
First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 7
因为睡了的人是在夜间睡醉了的人是在夜间醉第八节
Verse 8
但我们既然属乎白昼就应当谨守把信和爱当作护心镜遮胸把得救的盼望当作头盔戴上、我们不应该睡的啦
We should not fall asleep
因为我们不是属黑夜的
Because we do not belong to darkness
我们是属白昼的
But we belong to the day
人一旦睡着了什么都不知道
Once we fell asleep We do not know anything
仇敌来了也没有办法
And when the enemy comes We cannot do anything
只有任凭他去宰割
But rather be slaughtered by them
完全没有还手抵抗的能力
We do not have the power to fight back
所以软弱固然可怕
So it'sscary that you become weak.
更可怕的是软弱到最后睡着了。
However, what we are most afraid that we are so weak that we fall asleep.
我们在访问当中常常有一些信徒都说我很软弱。
During our visitation, we often find members saying that we are so weak.
这原本是好的。
This is good.
我们真希望能够看见自己的软弱。
Because they can see their own weakness.
但是请要注意，千万不要用软弱当作犯罪的挡箭牌。
However, you must pay attention. You should not use your weakness as an excuse to commit sins.
不要用软弱当作不热心的借口。
Do not use weakness as an excuse for not being zealous.
不可以把软弱当成正常。
Do not see weakness as an usual thing.
因为最后吃亏的是我们自己。
Because in the end, you will be the one to lose.
所以保罗虽然夸口软弱。
So, even though Paul boast about his own weakness.
但是他说我什么时候软弱什么时候就刚强。
However, he says, whenever I'm weak, I become strong.
要这样才对。
And this is the right kind of concept.
否则的话软弱太久了一定会麻痹的。
However, if you are always so weak that you will become numb.
最后他的灵性一定睡着了。
Then in the end, your spiritual life will be fallen asleep.
最后只有死路一条。
And you will face a dead end in the end.
所以我们必须要很谨慎的。
So we should be really careful.
还好神慈爱啊。
And it's great that God is so merciful.
神体恤了我们的软弱。
And he understands our weakness.
正在紧要的关头派天使来了。
So at this crucial moment, he sent an angel.
派天使来拍醒以利亚。
He sent an angel to touch
Elijah. 叫他赶快起来。
To ask him to wake up.
起来做什么？
To wake up for what?
起来吃饼。
To get up and eat.
起来喝水。
To get up and drink.
只有这样才有力量。
Then you will have strength.
水是什么呢？
What is water?
今天对我们来说就是圣灵。
Water is Holy Spirit.
请看约翰福音第四章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章。
Gospel of John chapter 4.
十三节。
Verse 13.
约翰福音第四章十三节
John chapter 4 verse 13
耶稣回答说凡喝这水的还要再渴十四节
14
人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源直涌到永生再请看约翰福音第七章
Let's turn to the gospel of John chapter 7
三十七节
verse 37
约翰福音第七章三十七节
John 7 verse 37
节期的末日就是最大之日耶稣站在高声说人若渴了可以到我这里来喝三十八节
38
信我的人就如经上所说从他腹中要流出活水的江河来 39节。
39。
耶稣这话是指着信他的人要受圣灵说的，那时还没有赐下圣灵来。所以水是什么？水就是圣灵。
And this proves that the water represents Holy Spirit.
那么饼是什么呢？
And what is the bread?
饼就是真理。
The bread is the truth.
请看约翰福音第六章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John chapter 6.
26节。
John 6 verse 26.
约翰福音第六章26节。
John 6 verse 26.
耶稣回答说，我实实在在的告诉你们，你们找我并不是因为见了神迹，乃是因为吃饼得饱。27节。
27。
不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力，就是人子要赐给你们的，因为人子是父神所印证的。再请看34节。
Verse 34。
他们说，主啊，常将这粮赐给我们。35节。
35。
耶稣说，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。饼其实就是真理。
Bread represents the truth.
因此，阿摩斯书第八章里面这样说。
And that is why in Amos chapter 8 it says.
末日最严重的饥荒不是物质上。
So in the end times, the most terrible famine is not on earth.
而是在属灵上。
But rather in our spiritual life.
因为没有神的话。
Because we do not have the word of God.
不只是没有信的世人了。
Not just for the unbelievers.
对我们信徒更是这样。
But for the believers as well.
今天神知道。
Today God knows.
今天神爱我们。
And God loves us.
今天神体恤我们的软弱。
And God understands our weakness.
所以神派许多的工人。
So God has sent so many workers.
包括传道、长职、负责人，还有教员。
Including elders, deacons, preachers, board members, and even teachers.
神让我们还能够聚会。
God allow us to have service together.
有人讲道。
We have.Someone preaching for us.
有人上课。
We have someone teaching lessons for us.
神还给我们有查经的时间。
God has given us time for Bible studies.
有人去访问。
God has allowed some people to visit us.
让我们能彼此劝勉。
And God has allowed us to encourage one another.
神让我们做这些做什么？
Why did God allow us to do all this?
其实就是要拍醒我们。
That is to touch us and let us wake up.
这是一种拍醒的工作。
And this is a kind of work that involving touching and waking up.
神要告诉我们。
God wants to us to know.
时候不多了，追兵在后面啊。
There's no much time left, and the enemies are just behind our back.
赶快起来，吃了喝了。
Quickly get up, eat and drink.
因为当跑的路甚远啊。
Because you have a long journey to run.
目标不是在旷野。
Your goal is not to stay in the wilderness.
我们的目标是神的山。
Your goal is the mountain of God.
就是我们的教会。
And that is our church.
就是将来的天国。
That is the heavenly kingdom.
不要躺在罗藤树下。
Do not lie under the broom tree.
不要只在那边求死。
Do not stay there and ask for death.
因为这是没有用的。
Because it's useless.
最后只有死在旷野路上。
In the end, you will just die in the wilderness.
这是不值得的。
And it's not worthy.
神的家才是我们真正的避难所。
God's house is our true refuge.
神的家才是我们真正长生的地方。
God's house is a place for us to live there forever.
将来的天国才是真正的安息。
And the future heavenly kingdom is the eternal rest.
很可惜的是，有时候人软弱，毕竟就是软弱。
However, we are so weak.
就像主耶稣所说的。
Just like what Jesus has said.
你们心灵愿意，肉体却不行啊。
Even though your heart is willing, but your flesh is.
有时候爬起来，但是又躺下去了。
Sometimes you try to get up, but you tend to fall down again.
就像早上叫小孩子起床上学一样。
Just like when you're waking your kids up in the morning.
父母亲走了，他又睡着了。
When the parents left, the child fell asleep again.
甚至有的说别吵我，烦得很呐。
And sometimes they might even say, "Do not bother me."
好不容易起来吃了喝了，又躺下去了。
So if you wake up, eat and drink, and then you fall asleep again,
以利亚就是这样啊。
You will just be like Prophet Elijah.
人不着急，神更着急啊。
Even though he's not worried, but God is worried about him.
所以神第二次再派天使来。
That is why God sent the angel for a second time.
再来拍他。
And touched him.
叫他起来。
Said, get up.
吃喝。
And eat and drink.
因为当跑的路甚远。
Because you have a long journey to run.
啊，感谢主。
Thank God.
这一次，以利亚真的起来了。
This time, Elijah truly woke up.
他吃饱了。
He ate.
他喝足了。
And he drank.
他有力量了。
And he has strength again.
于是他仗着这个力量走了四十个昼夜。
So through this power, he walked for 40 days and 40 nights.
到了神的山就是何烈山。
And he reached the mountain of God, that is Mount Horeb.
这叫靠人不能，但是靠神凡事都能。
That is, it's impossible in men, but all things is possible in God.
今天老实说，我们道理讲一遍就拍醒的不多。
Today, there are a few people who will be waken up by a sermon.
当然我们不能说都没有。
We cannot say that no one is waken up.
但是我们觉得就是有也是少数。
But sometimes we feel that only a few are waken up.
所以有时候不得不一而再，再而三，一拍再拍。
And that is why we have to wake the members up once, twice, many times.
因为这是一个责任啊。
Because this is kind of responsibility.
因为这也是一种爱心。
And this is a kind of love too.
有位青年问传道。
There's a youth that asked a preacher.
他说传道，你大概没有道理可以讲了。
He said, preacher, you have nothing else to say, right?
怎么每一次讲的道理都一样？
Because every time you say the same things.
这位传道笑一笑回答他。
And this preacher smiled and replied.
他因为大家都一样，所以我只好都讲一样的。
Because all of you remain the same, so I have to keep on saying the same things.
因为大家都没有醒过来。
Because you have not woke up.
所以我不得要一拍再拍。
That is why I have to wake you up once, twice, and many times.
这就是我们今天信仰真正的问题。
This is the problem that we have in our church today.
也是我们今天信仰最大的危机啊。
And this is the major crisis in our faith today.
其实整本圣经都是记录拍醒的过程。
Actually, the whole Bible talks about this waking up.
所有的道理都是在做拍醒的工作。
Because all this truth is doing the work of waking us up.
但是很可惜的是，历史告诉我们，有很多神的百姓是屡拍不醒。
However, it's really pitiful that the Bible tells us many people of God, even though they have been waken up so many times, they're still asleep.
难怪主耶稣当年要为耶路撒冷哀哭啊。
And that is why God has to cry for the city of Jerusalem.
主耶稣说，神屡次派先知来。
God says, I've sent the prophets to you for so many times.
但是你们不听。
But you do not listen.
把他们杀了。
And you kill them.
神屡次聚集你们，就像母鸡聚集小鸡一样。
For so many times God has gathered you, just like the hen gathering the chicks.
那只是你们不愿意。
However, you are not willing.
这就是信仰上最遗憾的事情。
And this is the most pitiful thing in our faith.
也是信仰上最大的悲哀。
And the major disappointment in our belief.
所以我们应该要记住啊。
So we have to remember.
叫不醒的结果是什么？
What is the result if you are waken up and you do not do so?
只有死路一条。
You will be dead in the end.
不是被神弃绝，就是被仇敌吞吃了。
Either you are slaughtered by your enemy or you are forsaken by God.
最后我们读一段圣经做个结论。
Now we're going to read a Bible passage as our conclusion.
请看希伯来书十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 12.
十二节。
Verse 12.
希伯来书十二章
Hebrews 12
十二节
Verse
12所以你们要把下垂的手发酸的腿挺起来十三节
13
也要为自己的脚把道路修直了使瘸子不致歪脚反得痊愈
Therefore strengthen your feeble arms and weak knees make level path for your feetso that the lame may not be disabled, but rather healed.
我们用这两节经节做我们今天早上的结论。
We use these two verses as our conclusion this morning.
其实以利亚罗藤树下的一幕就是我们今天信仰生活的缩影。
The event under the broom tree is what's happening today.
没有错，人是软弱的。
It's true that we are weak.
我们在信仰生活上难免有时候想逃。
And in our belief, sometimes we feel like running away.
我们在信仰的工作当中有时候脚会酸。
And sometimes during our divine work, we feel fever in our feet.
有时候真的手举不起来。
And sometimes we cannot lift our arms up.
甚至于躺下来睡着了。
And to the point that we lie down and fell asleep.
就像当年的以利亚一样。
Just like Prophet Elijah.
但是感谢主。
However, thank God.
以利亚被神一拍再拍就起来了。
Elijah finally woke up because God sent his messenger.
他就吃饱了，喝足了，跑完了当跑的路。
He ate and drank and finished his journey.
到达了神的山。
He reached the mountain of God.
这叫做重新得力的。
And that is to regain strength.
问题是我们今天呢
？The problem is today.
神拍了我们几次了呢
？God has tried to wake us up for so many times.
我们都起来了吗？
Have we truly woken up?